That's a great track. I love it to death. Now let's hear The Tea Song by Michael Hurley. Folk classic, I would say.
Turn on the tea and let it brew. Break out the cups and the honey too. So long as the cupboard's full of tea. Shaking and my heart is breaking. Whoa. That's just because of all the tea I've taken. Thank you. but his thoughts and dreams are distilled in the tea. A leprechaun to dance upon the steam. Oh, I'm drinking my tea and it's getting late. Somebody pass my gate. Oh.
Thank you.
That was In Drink by Hold Music. Before that, 3 AM Walking, Smoking, Talking by Movie Tone. And now we're going to hear Top Expert by Cat Power. I hope you're all having a great morning so far. And this song slaps. Isn't Cat Power great? I love that song. This is the Goodnight Song by Red Stars Theory. Stay well.
Christ, he tries to.
All right, now time for some Mojave 3. Let's go. Thank you.
Put up your hair and I'll put on my very best.
All right, that's Leaper by Bedhead. One of my favorite songs of all time from one of my favorite bands of all time. And next up, we're going to hear False Start by Bikini Kill. All right, three more tracks. This is Tease Under the Breeze. Gonna see him on Saturday. I can't wait.
Complete.
This one is another Ida track. It's great. It's called August Again. Let's hear it. Alright, that was August Again by Ida. And we have one last song, but because I have like a decent amount of time to fill, I have like 6 minutes. I think 6 minutes. No. It's less than that, but it's more like five. But I'm going to read a couple poems, and then we're going to hear the last song, which is off of the new Sundots on Recovery split, Relaxed and Confessed. Shout out Drew. I love you. You're awesome. You're wonderful. And yeah, I'm really proud of you for this release. So you're great. You're great. You're awesome. Anyway, I'm going to read these two poems and then we're going to hear one of the songs off the split. And then we're going to go and I'll see you at the time of 8 p.m. Eastern again. But let's hear these poems by James Wright, of course. Two hangovers. Number one. I slouch in bed. Beyond the streaked trees of my window, all groves are bare. Locusts and poplars change to unmarried women, sorting slate from anthracite between railroad ties. The yellow-bearded winter of the Depression is still alive somewhere. An old man counting his collection of bottle caps in a tar-paper shack under the cold trees of my grave. I still feel half-drunk, and all those old women beyond my window are hunching toward the graveyard. Drunk, mumbling Hungarian, the sun staggers in, his big stupid face pinches into the stove. For 2 hours, I have been dreaming of green butterflies searching for diamonds in coal seams, and children chasing each other for a game through the hills of fresh graves. But the sun has come home drunk from the sea, and a sparrow inside sings of the Hannah Cole Company and the dead moon. The filaments of cold light bulbs tremble in music like delicate birds. Ah, turn it off. Number two, I try to awaken and greet the world once again. In a pine tree, a few yards away from my windowsill, a brilliant blue jay is springing up and down on a branch. I laugh as I see him abandon himself to entire delight, for he knows as well as I do that the branch will not break. And then the second poem is Small Frogs Killed on the Highway. Still, I would leap too into the light if I had the chance. It is everything, the wet green stalk of the field on the other side of the road. They crouch there too, faltering in terror, and take strange wing. Many of the dead never moved, but many of the dead are alive forever in the split second, auto headlights more sudden than their drivers know. The drivers burrow backward into dank pools where nothing begets nothing. Across the road, tadpoles are dancing on the quarter thumbnail of the moon. They can't see, not yet. Thank you for tuning in, and this is Scarecrow by Sundots. Let's go. I'm so stoked.